AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities in Utah released photos and video as they search for the person suspected of killing Charlie Kirk. At a news conference, Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason says the suspect appears to be of college age.
We have tracked his movements onto the campus, through the stairwells, up to the roof, across the roof to a shooting location. After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood.
Kirk was a conservative commentator and was killed on Wednesday while speaking on a college campus. And more than 300 workers who were detained in the U.S. have returned home to South Korea. They were rounded up in an immigration raid at a Hyundai facility in Georgia. And a federal appeals court is letting the Trump administration block Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. Legal challenges are continuing. In other news, Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election loss.
Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Carmen Lúcia reading the verdict as a panel of justices convicted former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
Well, I watched that trial. I know him pretty well. Foreign leader. I thought he was a good president of Brazil. And it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it at all.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Britain's Prince Harry has arrived in Ukraine for a surprise visit in support of wounded service members.
Prince Harry's representatives confirmed they were in Kyiv, though they declined to discuss the prince's schedule for security reasons. This is the second time Harry's visited Ukraine since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion, Harry told The Guardian newspaper while on an overnight train to Kyiv. We cannot stop the war, but what we can do is do everything we can to help the recovery process. Harry is the founder of the Invictus Games, a Paralympic-style event designed to inspire military veterans who are working to overcome battlefield injuries, Ukraine's bidding to host the Games in 2029. The prince's appearance in Ukraine follows a four-day trip to the UK, where he met his father, King Charles III, for the first time in 19 months. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.